Gustavo, ¿estás ahí?
Gustavo, can you hear us?
Gustavo,
Gustavo?
Gustavo, ¿me escuchás? Gustavo is an old man and he needs he's there. Okay. Hola, Gustavo. Pon el micrófono.
Estoy, ¿qué tal? ¿Me oyen bien?
Yeah.
Sí, sí.
Bien, correcto.
Mm-hmm.
Hola, muchas gracias.
Lo apagaste, apagaste el micrófono. El micrófono. Ahora.
Bien, ahora, correcto.
Mm-hmm.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Muchas gracias por la invitación.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Amigos, estamos en guerra.
Friends, we are in war.
Yes.
Esta es la tercera guerra mundial.
The third world war, he says.
¿Quién la declaró? La declaró la élite globalista, eugenista y genocida a la humanidad.
The genocide elite was declaring the war against the people, he says.
Mm-hmm.
En realidad, más que el rol de abogados, tenemos el rol de combatientes.
He says that more than being the lawyers, they have to be the fighters.
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Ahí está. En Uruguay, concretamente, está a punto de suceder una involución legislativa, jurídica y moral.
In Uruguay is going to be a point of going back to in the jurisdiction and in the law. They are going to bring a law that is going to bring the things back again.
Very good.
Se está implementando el pasaporte COVID.
Oh.
They are making the COVID passport. What he wants to say is that again, suruk backwards.
Yeah.
They are going to make they want to implement the COVID passport.
Y se está también implementando lo que se llama una tarjeta verde.
They want to make also a green card, that means
que es un pasaporte para toda la actividad social que tendrán los vacunados.
And that this is a green passport that is going to have all the people that they got the vaccine to be able to participate in all the social activities.
Mm-hmm.
Consecuentemente, los no vacunados sufriremos un apartheid farmacológico.
So all the people that are not vaccinated are going to be in a pharmacological apartheid.
Mm-hmm. What do you
Seremos
do?
Tratados de aquí en más como leprosos en la época medieval.
They are going to be treated like the lepra people who happened in the medieval ages.
Yeah.
Bien. La agravante en nuestro país es que el Ministerio de Salud Pública, la Universidad de la República y el grupo asesor científico del presidente.
The worst thing is in Uruguay that the university, the Ministry of Health and the group that is around the group that is giving the advice to the president.
Han confesado mediante un documento público que de las vacunas.
They confess with a public document that the vaccines.
Que de las vacunas no saben absolutamente nada.
That they don't know anything about the vaccines and they made a public document about this saying that they have no idea about the vaccines.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But on whose, but how can they do that if they don't even know what's going on? Are they just following orders? And if so, whose orders?
Gustavo, preguntan cómo pueden hacer eso y si están, o sea, si están obedeciendo órdenes y de quién están obedeciendo órdenes.
Todos los políticos del mundo son títeres que obedecen los amos del mundo.
All the politicians, he said, they are puppets that they are obeying somebody else.
I agree.
It's quite claro. De acuerdo.
Por lo tanto, ¿están de acuerdo? Bien. En Uruguay, igual que contaba Miguel de Argentina, la guerra tiene un componente virológico y propagandístico.
In Uruguay, like the Miguel also said, in the war has two components, a virus component and ¿cuál es el otro?
Propagandístico, los medios de comunicación, la propaganda.
And the ones of the media, o sea, two things are going together.
Mm-hmm. Mengele y Goebbels.
I don't think that I need to translate.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. The funny thing is that it becomes clearer and clearer that there's absolutely no factual evidence to support the idea of this virus being dangerous, and that there's no factual evidence, of course not, that there is anything good in the vaccines. And this seems to be the case all over the world. In some countries, they don't even try to hide this. Like in your country. It's incredible.
No hay evidencia alguna, dice que sea, que, bueno, que hayan aislado el virus, o sea, que el virus exista, y no hay evidencia alguna tampoco para que eso se sostenga desde el punto de vista legal. Y en tu país es una de las cosas que se está viendo. O sea, no hay, y de las vacunas tampoco hay ninguna evidencia de que las vacunas sean científicamente probadas. No hay ninguna evidencia de esto.
En Uruguay, el grupo asesor científico, la universidad y el Ministerio de Salud Pública contradicen esos hechos y dan por cierto, como un hecho incontrovertible, la existencia del COVID-19.
But he said that the minister, the university and the Ministry of Health and the government and all his people, the people that they are in the government are saying 100% sure that the COVID exists and it is a very dangerous and killing sickness. O sea, that COVID practically kills everybody.
Yeah, but there's no evidence for it, is there?
No. Dice, pero no hay ninguna evidencia de eso, pero por más que yo los tenga, no hay ninguna evidencia científica de eso.
Correcto. Por eso yo hablo de una guerra propagandística, porque como dijo Goebbels, una mentira repetida mil veces se hace verdad.
This is why he said that this is a way of through the media, because like Goebbels was saying, a lie that is repeated 100 times is going to be the truth, let's say like this. And the media has 100% to do in all what is going on in the moment. Well, I will say in Uruguay, but in Chile and Argentina it's the same.
Yeah. How many people have died officially in Uruguay from COVID?
¿Cuánta gente murió? ¿Sabes cuánta gente murió oficialmente en Uruguay?
Los datos del Ministerio de Salud Pública del año 2020 establecen 174 muertos por COVID, lo que representa menos de un 1% de letalidad de la enfermedad, de la patología.
So he said that in the year 2020, the health ministry was saying that it was dying less than 1% of the people in COVID, 175.
So where's the evidence for a pandemic? There's nothing. It's incredible that they're not even trying to hide this in Uruguay.
Dice, ¿de dónde se sostiene que hay una pandemia, cuando me estás hablando de un valor del menos del 1% de la población, ¿en el año o en cuánto tiempo?
En el año. En el año. Se sostiene desde la putrefacta casta política.
Sustain through the rotten political government.
Los medios de comunicación.
The media, all what is the media, newspapers, TV, radio, etc.
Y la gran mayoría de los médicos o mercenarios.
O mercenaries, as he calls them.
O con miedo.
O that they are afraid. This number 174 was in 1 year, eh?
That's nothing.
No.
What's happening in the courts? Are there any lawsuits going on, or how do you fight this?
¿Qué pasa en las cortes? ¿Hay algún juicio en el momento en Uruguay? ¿O qué pasa en qué está pasando en el momento en Uruguay con respecto a esto? ¿Se está llevando algo a la corte o no?
Dos cosas. En Uruguay hay un conjunto de médicos valientes que se llaman Médicos por la Verdad, que sostienen la posición que él acaba de expresar.
There are two things. One is that there is a group in Uruguay called Doctors for the Truth that they are sustaining what you were saying, Rainer. O sea, the non-lie, the celestial, the truth. Yeah. ¿Y el otro?
En el Uruguay hay un solo abogado que ha presentado denuncia penal con la firma como ciudadano mía y de otros ciudadano, pues yo estoy jubilado, que se llama Enrique Viana.
There's only one lawyer in Uruguay who made a lawsuit with the signature of him, because he's already in Rente, with the signature of him and other people, that he's called Viana, Enrique Viana. Only one. Yeah.
Te tengo que explicar lo siguiente. En Uruguay no existe un Estado de Derecho.
En Uruguay there is not a state of law.
Oh my God. What does that mean? Does it mean that the country is being ruled by autocratic rulers? Is there no democracy? If you have no rule of law, how can there be democracy?
Pregunta si no hay democracia y si no hay lo que acabas de mencionar. ¿Qué es lo que está pasando en el país? O sea, no hay democracia, ¿qué es lo que está pasando?
Democracia no hay en ningún lado, doctor. Hay pseudo-democracia.
There is no democracy nowhere around the planet, doctor, he said. There's pseudo-democracy, but no democracy anywhere.
Yes, he's right.
El sistema imperante, estimados colegas, se llama, atención, kleptocorporatocracia.
What is ruling is a word that he created that I was sending to you, Rainer, that is called kleptocorporatocracia.
That's a good word.
Kleptocorporatocracia.
Kleptocorporate. Yeah.
Gracia.
Yeah.
Explica cada palabra, Gustavo, por favor.
¿Cómo no? Con gusto. Klepto es ladrón, coimero.
Klepto is the thief, the one who steals.
Yes, I know.
Klepto, the one who bribes, yeah.
Corporato es la forma jurídico-económica de las grandes corporaciones.
Corporato is the corporations, the law of the big corporations, corporato.
Y gracia es poder. En consecuencia,
gracia is power.
Poder de las corporaciones ladronas.
Power of the corporations that steal the people, of the thief corporations.
But it seems like people are waking up to this. You're not the only one who understands this, right? Do the people understand this as well?
Pregunta Gustavo si hay gente que también está despierta en el Uruguay y que está entendiendo de esta farsa, digamos.
Es una buena pregunta. Le puedo decir lo siguiente. Solamente llevan vacunado un 30% en la capital y un porcentaje inferior en el interior del país.
Is that only 30% in the capital are with the vaccine and a very little percentage inside the country?
Ello nos alberga la esperanza de que haya más gente despierta de lo que nosotros pensamos.
This makes him hope that there are more awakened people like he believes that they are.
That's good to hear, because I think there are many more people than we think that do not believe in this hoax anymore. I think most of them you can't recognize because, I don't know, do you have mask mandates in Uruguay? Uh-huh.
Dice que hay que él cree que hay más gente despierta que lo que nosotros consideramos y te está preguntando si la mascarilla o bozal es obligatorio en el Uruguay. Yo le dije que sí, ¿es cierto?
Sí, es obligatorio en los recintos cerrados y en los espacios públicos igual se está usando en virtud de un asedio propagandístico y médico.
Yeah, it is obligatory, of course, in the closed spaces, 100%, and outside also, but more from the media that makes everybody afraid, and from these doctors that they say that the masks are good.
Oh, okay.
Permítame, los ministros de la Suprema Corte de Justicia lo decretaron obligatorio para los funcionarios judiciales y todos los que entremos a los juzgados.
It's obligatory in the court, and everybody who goes inside the court, they declare it obligatory to go to a court, to use it in the court all the time, the mask.
Eso nos sacó las ganas de iniciar cualquier acción de inconstitucionalidad por violación a uno de los derechos fundamentales, que es la libertad de respirar.
Claro, this was for them a kind of attack because they didn't have any more the fun to go to the court because for them they felt attack in the basic thing that it is to breathe free, yeah, and you understand. Mm-hmm. So the basic right to breathe free was cut when they said, okay, you have to wear the mask in the court.
Do they not accept medical exemptions?
No, this is not, doesn't exist here.
Oh my God.
I mean, I am one of the proof of that. I had one and I nearly went to jail because of this. This doesn't exist part of the world.
Okay. Now we're under a bit of time pressure, and there's two more guests who we have to talk to. Our colleague Natalia Ravanales from Chile and of course Michael Swinwood. Is there anything that in addition to what you told us, Gustavo, is there anything that we need to know about Uruguay?
Dice, si quieres decir algo más, porque estamos un poco corto de tiempo, si quieres cerrar con algo o si está bien así.
Sí, que esta dictadura sanitaria globalista.
He wants to close saying that this globalist dictatorship.
Que intenta sanitary. Imponer.
That tries to impose
el modelo chino comunista a nivel planetario,
the Chinese communist model around the planet,
solo se puede detener
only can be stopped
con el pueblo en las calles resistiendo,
with the people on the streets fighting through.
Well, thank you very much, Gustavo, and don't give up, but you don't look like you're going to give up.
Dice, gracias, Gustavo, y que no te rindas. Si parece, vos no tenés pinta de ser uno que se rinda.
Abrazos.
Abrazos. Abrazo, hugs to all.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Okay.